Opinionated Marketers, a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with me, Kieran Kapoor, and Charles Nixon. Charles, we're going to talk about inflationary pressures and the looming recession.
Well, that's the big article on the front of the Financial Times today, is the fact that the majority of business leaders are not of the age to understand what to do in the recession. And I've lived through several. So we do know that it is an issue for a lot of our delegates who will not have been here before. And indeed, a recession with inflation is a really rare combination. Most people are sort of talking about going back to the 70s. It isn't going back to the 70s. You never go back. It's always going onward. But there are certain elements that you can pick up from historically. The article says that city bosses warned that the UK faces damaging recession later this year and raised fears that managers lack experience in dealing with severe economic shocks. That I think is the most important aspect. I mean, we are talking about things like energy shocks, which of course 74 was one of the worst ones, we're talking about inflationary shocks, again was late 70s, but we've also got general economic cycles which are coming back, which Gordon Brown thought he'd abolished in the early 90s. We are going to have a period of probably boom and bust and a sort of roller coaster ride for maybe 5 or more years as we adopt to all of the general self-induced problems. I mean, a lot of this has all come from, essentially speaking, the war in Ukraine and the supply-side shocks that have come from that. But also added to which, of course, is this element that has been building up, which is climate. We have wildfires in Europe. We've got 40-degree temperatures. And that will have impacts on yields, agricultural-wise, and will also probably lead to problems of further mass migration from various places which are being affected. So we have social shocks added to the economic ones.
I think it is important to point out that what we've actually lived through since the last economic shock, which was 2008, is an unprecedented period of low interest rates and low inflation. And while it didn't necessarily feel like it, because certainly in the UK we kept being told that we'd got the age of austerity and we'd got to fix the roof while the sun shines and all the other things that we were told.
Yep.
Actually, it was a period of unprecedented calmness and growth and low inflation and low interest rates. And possibly one could argue that we've gone back to what the economy always was, what, as you said, Gordon Brown thought he'd finished.
Yes, I've said in the past to delegates that they've lived through a very interesting period where the environment has been benign, whereas the end of the last century the environment was remarkably bad, and in most instances it is the environment that kills companies. It's not competition. Like, competition severely maims, but it's the environment that can kill when the economy turns down, or inflation, as we're talking about, becomes something that you are not capable of controlling, and therefore you have to worry about how resilient your company is. I think we always knew, and it was discussed in the press, that there were a large number of what known as zombie companies that were able to maintain themselves because of low interest rates, because basically they paid off the interest on their debts but couldn't actually repay the capital. But now what we're finding, of course, is as interest rates go up, those companies are going to struggle, which is also going to add to the recessionary impact. In fact, again, if we look at the Financial Times, it says that in the first 3 months of the year, 81 property investment companies fell into insolvency, which is a sharp increase on a decade. It will become quite an economic pinch for a lot of companies. And so from a marketer's perspective, we have to think about how do we maintain demand for our products? How do we think about segmentation? How do we manage the cost issues and maintain ourselves as relevant to the marketplace?
And again, in the UK, the government has the new czar. I've forgotten the title of this unpaid person that basically gets a desk at number 10, who's going to tell us all how we're going to get ourselves out of this recession. And his advice was that companies should cut the marketing budget and spend that on enhancing, on lowering their prices, which of course is daft, because if you lower your prices but you don't tell people you've lowered their prices, then they still don't come to you because they don't know your prices are lower. It's a basic thing. If you don't tell me what's on your barrow, I can't come and buy things from your barrow.
Yeah, and however big your marketing budget is, which I suspect is not that large for a large number of companies, it really is going to make a drop in the ocean in increasing your margins, because you know it's a supply side problem in terms of inflation. It's the cost of energy. It's the cost of packaging. It's the cost of delivery, and you know those. You're either going to have to absorb and they're going to be damn sight bigger than your marketing budget. So, you know, you have got to reposition yourself. And as any long-term research will tell you out of the IPA, it's those companies that maintain their marketing activity during a recession that are the ones that exit and survive better than those that just hunker down and hide.
Because the risk is if you hunker down and hide, you actually end up as a zombie company.
Yeah, you end up with people who never
know you. And you go under, or you are bought out, or nobody knows you're there, so they just don't buy from you.
That's correct, yes. There are always alternatives to whatever it is that you offer. Very few companies are unique in supplying whatever it is that they do. And so, you know, you have to trim your activities to the marketplace. Even companies as big as Amazon, which are now suffering because of the issues that they've got, we need to think how the world is changing. And certainly, you know, some of the pandemic trends will continue, like online shopping, but others, such as the so-called revenge spending, will peter out very quickly as people decide, as they do in most recessions, to, you know, flight to quality. People will look for the best value that they can get with the results of with the spending that they have. So marketing becomes, I think, even more important. Yes, perhaps it will be tighter in terms of budgeting, but it becomes almost essential to maintain a relevant profile.
I mean, one of the companies that went under this week, was filed for protection from bankruptcy, is Revlon. Now, for years, we used Revlon as an example of a company that said, I don't sell lipsticks, I sell dreams. But the dream has turned sour, as, again, it's an environmental thing, that people have moved into companies that are seen as more inclusive, that are seen as more innovative, that are seen as more cutting edge social media and influencers and what have you. And Revlon has just got left behind to the extent that people are no longer buying.
And I think the other aspect is that, you know, they didn't adapt quickly enough to the online purchasing.
So we are announcing today that the next few opinionated marketers will be all linked around marketing in a recession, how to deal with marketing in a recession, picking up the Financial Times' comment that a lot of business leaders have not dealt with a recession before and aren't certain what happens. Now, clearly, every recession, as Charles said, is different, but there are trends and things that one can look for.
Good. And I think we will try and bring some practical points to each of those sessions.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.